Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
District in distress.
We are going to have to make some changes, and that's just reality. Nobody wants their school closed. However, if we're going to close, if we're going to consolidate, we have to have a sustainability program.
Looming school closures in Jacksonville lead community members and parents to make their voices heard. Live team coverage continues outside DCPS headquarters. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald's and leaders got an earful from community leaders at that NAACP town hall last night, Logan.
Yeah, that's right. Over 70 people showed up, really, to voice their concerns about the closing of these schools. It's closing of over 30 schools, actually, proposed by an outside consultant for the district. Now, again, it's worth noting that none of this is set in stone at this point. These are all just kind of discussions being talked about, but consolidation does seem inevitable. It's something that Parents Action News Jack spoke to, said they know is coming, whether they like it or not. They just really hope that the district keeps them in the loop and takes in feedback, something that was a point of emphasis at that NAACP town hall.
Was it also about creating understanding on kind of how the school district got to this point?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rich. It was really just kind of, painting a picture of why this really is all happening due to budget cuts for the district, a $1.4 billion gap in the funding available to the district in the newly proposed budget. Certainly a lot of stuff playing factor into having to consolidate, close schools, and also cut staff. So certainly a lot of teachers going to be out of jobs, a lot of schools set to be closed, and really just community feedback. Now the next step is they figure out how to navigate this with some of those final decisions set to be made in the fall and more community discussion set to lead up to that final decision.
Yeah, Logan, we heard from the Duval School Board Chair, Daryl Willey, calling this really a dramatic blow of a lot of different consequences.
At the end of the day, my hope is that community input will be involved, but we have to make some of these tough decisions if we have to make them, if it's going to be the best for students.
Adding that enrollment declines as school vouchers have sent tax dollars from the public schools to charter schools has also impacted things. At the same time, schools need extensive repairs. It's a story we'll continue to follow. We have in-depth team coverage continuing at WOKV.com. Under local news.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.